This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. Transmitted directly from the Rio Sao Paulo Enclave. Rio Sao Paulo, stronger than ever.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Good day. This is a secured transmission. Do not decrypt at any public terminal. The attached report was provided by Officer Daniels, Security, Moonbase Theta, approximately 7 months before the shutdown sequence began. As certain complications have been uncovered since that sequence, and certain non-human life forms may have played a part in those complications, it is recommended that you review this report in its entirety. The following is file S2IPM, code word Dr. Just.
Good morning, Dr. Edwin Just. This is your internal conduction alarm. It is 5:35 Coordinated Universal Time. The ambient temperature is...
Alarm off.
Good morning. You're certainly up early.
Oh, good morning, Mix Chung.
Nessa, you're one of the biologists, aren't you? Dr. Just?
I am. Edwin.
Porch? I can't recommend the sweetener, but I have some fresh blueberries to share.
Fresh?
Picked them 12 minutes ago. Take as many as you want.
I may get up early more often.
Aren't the hedgehogs nocturnal? Though I suppose that doesn't matter when your night is 2 weeks long and you live 40 meters underground.
Dr. Serrano works with the hedgehogs. I'm not sure if my tardigrades care about day or night, though their eye spots are light sensitive.
Well, that sounds intriguing and a little bit creepy. Aren't they just bugs of some sort?
Animalcules. That's what Van Leeuwenhoek called them when he first examined gutter dust and found them living inside. Goetze named them little water bears. You might like that better. Beneath the microscope, they're really quite endearing.
I'll have to take a look sometime.
If my work is in any way successful, perhaps they'll be easier to see. Now, I must get off to the lab. I'm hoping to avoid the...
Good morning, Moonbase Theta and all its inhabitants. This is Roger Brigado Fisher, your comm lead, and it's time to open those eyes. Up and at 'em, Adamance.
That, actually.
Oh, Roger. Fair enough. He is a bit...
It's 6 a.m., January the 21st, and it's cold outside. A frigid negative 154 on the surface, so be sure to wear the thick socks if your work takes you topside.
I believe I'll have my breakfast in the sound-insulated lab. It was nice, having a conversation with you. Please do visit us sometime.
I will.
On the menu today are moon veggie dogs, moon hash browns, and of course, moon cheese for topping.
That voice.
It is rather strident for someone trained in communications.
Dr. Serrano, I didn't expect to find you here.
Well, the Araneaceae are nocturnal.
Of course.
How goes the increased growth rate of the phylum Tardigrada?
That's what I'm here to find out. Since you're here, Jules...
I was actually on my way to breakfast.
Since you're here, and since I spent half of last week helping you inventory the genetic archives, perhaps I could have your assistance in marking down some data?
Very well. You know the computer can do it.
You're here, and I get tired of talking at the computer. What do you think this is, the observatory? Let me get things set up here.
I'm so envious that you only need a light microscope.
The transparent bodies help. Okay, subject T1. Length, 0.23 millimeters. Weight, let me transfer to the balance. Weight, 6.3 micrograms.
Was that subject T1?
Is there any increase?
I'm afraid not. Next subject?
Of course. One moment. Subject T2. Length... Slow down. You... 0.3 millimeters even. Weight 7.1 micrograms.
No change. No. Just a minute.
Yes?
Weight down by 0.1 microgram. Take a break?
No. Subject T3...
I can't deal with it. It's all too much, and you can't escape when you're...
I couldn't disagree more. I feel that it's enhanced my senses, trained them to a greater acuity. Why, right now, I can tell by scent alone that the hedgehog in that enclosure there needs a bath. Oh, look, Chris, it's the life sciences.
Good morning.
Jules, Edwin, I'm starting a petition to have olfactory entertainments banned from the moon base.
This is not the best of times.
He's having some bad data.
So early in the morning?
There is no bad data, only results we didn't expect.
That's very helpful. Why don't you get back to your...
Don't worry about us. We're doing just fine. We'll just be about our business.
If you take one more step toward my hedgehogs, I'll collapse every one of your crystalline structures.
You wouldn't.
Try me.
Oh, very well. We have work to do of our own. Chris, please get our lab assistant.
Do I have to?
You know we can't begin without him, and there's ion drag to analyze. Get our lab assistant.
Could you both take this somewhere?
It's embarrassing.
We've had this discussion before. Work cannot begin without him.
But he's a finger puppet.
How dare you? I will have you know, Dr. Raptor has numerous relevant publications under his belt. Not that he wears a belt. Haha, there we are.
Rawr. Come along, we've got science to do.
If you insist.
Physicists, they're such absolute children. Now, you can finish this on your own, can't you? If I'm much later for breakfast, there'll be nothing left but raw proteins.
Go on, Jules. Thank you for your assistance. What little there was. Computer, lab notes. Begin recording. It is now day 42 of the experiment I may have foolishly named Grow Bear. Each day, I have exposed the specimen group to ionizing radiation on the moon's surface, suspended in a fluid solution in a container of variable permeability, allowing me to adjust for each subject the approach of anhydrobiosis. I have followed this protocol through multiple moltings in individual subjects, and now to the third generation. I have carefully monitored growth patterns and Dr. Serrano has assisted with periodic genetic testing. Results have been... To date, there has been no measurable change from standard tardigrade growth patterns, or from the data collected for the control group, or from the results of the same processes performed on Earth. End notes. Enter measurement data as I read it out. No, wait. Personal message. Dr. Kishap. Moonbase Gamma. Record. Andy, hello. From the dark side. This fortnight, at least. How is the work going? Any new social structures we should be watching for? Not much news here today. I just wanted to reach out. Sometimes it helps to know there's a friendly ear out there somewhere. Oh, I should tell you the latest on Doctors Day and Ringling, the moon's greatest comedy duo. I was in the midst of my daily...
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Good morning, Dr. Edwin Just. This is your internal conduction alarm. It is 5:35 Coordinated Universal Time. The ambient...
Alarm off.
Another morning, another day.
Indeed. My apologies. My body is still getting used to this hour.
How are your little water bears?
Much the same. How are your gardens?
Much the same.
In your case, I suppose that's a positive result.
If we want to keep breathing and eating, yes. But you're hoping for change?
Every day. But so far, it eludes me.
I'll keep my fingers crossed. Meanwhile, slice strawberries.
Happy January the 22nd to all you Moonbasians. That's just a little something I'm trying out. Let me know how you like it. Public service announcement, it's cold outside. Still cold. Still very...
Gods.
Don't need them. Don't believe in them. Good morning, Edwin.
Jules. How goes it?
Someone, I say knowing full well which subset of base personnel they fall into, has been cuddling my test subjects.
I see.
Do you? Cuddling will contaminate my results. I don't know how many times I've told them. At least it's something you don't have to worry about.
Not at this moment.
Sorry.
Do you think you could assist me with...
I really have to get some breakfast. After a long night of revising my bristle strength notes due to compression, I'll check in later on.
Lab notes. Based on previous day's exposure, 2.75 hours. Subject T1. Subject T1, length 0.23 millimeters. I believe that's no change. Weight, 6.3 micrograms. Again, no change. Subject T2.
Good morning, Dr. Edwin Just. This is your internal conduction alarm. It is 5:35.
Alarm off, please.
Rough night?
Not unusually so. It just wears on one. Occasionally, the days all feel the same.
Perhaps I can shake things up a little. I thought I'd come down and see your little friends this morning. If you don't mind.
Of course. You'd be more than welcome.
Sorry about that. Dropped the mic for a moment. But I'm back, and it's January 26th, technically our day of rest. But who rests around here, am I right? And you guessed it. It's still dark topside for another week, so it's still cold as a witch's...
I'm really going to have a talk with him.
Someone should. Good morning, Jules. I brought Nessa Chung to take a look at... That was Dr. Serrano.
Not much of a people person, I suppose.
Not much on having their breakfast delayed. Now, here, let me make an adjustment and you can see... I'll put it up on the display.
Oh, look at them go. They really are cute. You weren't wrong about that. The chubby little legs.
Despite their size, each leg is controlled by an independent set of muscles, each pair connected to a separate nervous ganglion.
The way they tumble about is really endearing. Oh, I want one!
Depending on how sterile the hydroponic farm's environment, you might have thousands.
I wish they were big enough to hold.
Well, that is the dream.
Oh. Hi there. I wasn't expecting anyone in this early in the AM.
Wilder! It's good to see you again. Do you know Edwin Just?
I know of you. I've made a few repairs with your name on the label.
I don't think I've submitted a ticket recently.
Oh, no. I'm not here for you. Your pal across the table there wanted some reinforcements to the hedgehog enclosures. I guess that means just what it says. I was hoping for a little innuendo. I'll get on with it, I suppose. Keep on doing what you're doing. Cute little buggers you got there.
Aren't they?
So, there they are. I take their measurements every day. Oversee the reproductive activities as necessary.
Now we're talking. It's getting all NSFW up in here.
Tracking them from generation to generation, arrange for additional tests as needed, and convey the test subjects to the surface for radiation exposure. That's the most tedious part, but it does need to be done, or else there's no experiment.
I could help you out with that, if you want. I'm topside every day for one repair or another, or hauling my butt to the supply rocket.
I don't know. These cages are fairly delicate. I wouldn't want you to...
Wouldn't want me to what?
Wouldn't want to impose upon you.
It doesn't sound like an imposition. It sounds like a perfect match. Now, I should get back to my work. Those microgreens require some significant nurturing. Thanks again, Edwin.
That's this job done. So, do you want my help or don't you?
I don't see how I could refuse.
Good morning, Dr. Edwin Just. This is your internal conduction alarm.
Alarm off. It is off.
Back again, kiddos. Welcome to February. February. Does that sound weird to you? Anyway, that Terminator line is still a day or two away, so strap on your insulated booties if you're heading.
Oh, blissful silence. Just the lab and my test subjects. No interruptions.
Rawr, rawr, grr.
What the hell?
Rawr, rawr, rawr.
Oh no, here I am, trapped. Whatever will I do?
Lucky for you, I can't open this latch with my ungual claws. But wait, perhaps I can.
Help me, help me. Kill me, kill me. Can I get off the floor now?
Chris, you lost the bet. You have to play whatever I tell you. Oh, Dr. Justice here.
Is this something you could manage in your own workspace?
Fine. Come along, Lex.
You know that's not my name.
Lab notes. Based on previous day's exposure, duration... Of course she didn't write that down. Note... to check the airlock logs. Subject T1. Subject T1 length 0.22 millimeters, which is actually down by 0.01. Weight 6.2 micrograms, also down. What the hell game are you playing, Water Bear? What sort of tricks are you pulling here? God damn it!
Everything okay in there? You haven't gone all a Schwinny on us, have you?
I'm fine. Everything is fine. Just stick to your dusty plasmas and let me be. I can't right now. I absolutely can't. Record personal message, Dr. Kishap, Moonbase Gamma. Andy, hello. I don't really have anything to say at the moment. Just having a day that's less than optimal. And I guess I just wanted to share. You may have become my de facto therapist at some point. I hope that's not a problem, particularly considering the other feelings involved.
Good morning, Dr. Edwin Just.
Alarm this off. Could you just cancel all alarms from this point? In perpetuity. I don't really think they'll be necessary.
And this is the day you've been looking forward to while you hid away in your little holes all winter long. That's right, it's February 2nd, and it's... Light Phase Day! Peek your heads out top. Maybe you'll catch your shadows.
There is no way this sequence is ever going to end. Oh, Wilder. You're already here.
Got an early repair up on the telescope array, and I thought I'd see if I could take my little buddies with. I know it's silly. You can barely even see them in there, but I still like the company.
Yes, of course. Wait. You can see them without a microscope?
Well, sure. Mind you, my eyesight's a tad better than normal.
Oh, yes. Go ahead. I'm actually not feeling very well. I may make my way back to my bunk. Have a good day, all of you.
Okay then, Doc. You take care of yourself.
Dr. Just! Dr. Just!
This is your wake-up call.
Alarm off.
You can't shut us off, Dr. Just.
We're indestructible.
Though I gotta admit, it's getting hot in here.
too darn hot.
This is what happens when you see your shadow.
Is this the tardigrades? You won't grow, but you can suddenly talk?
Because it's a dream, you numbnuts.
This is all quite concerning.
You think you're concerned? That bonehead left us stranded on the surface.
Lucky we've got Anna. And I drove that thing we do when we dry out.
But you still better wake up and come and find us.
You really should.
Look at me. I'm a raptor. Rawr!
Oh, gods. What the absolute zero was that? Computer, the time?
It is 1:26, Coordinated Universal Time.
Pants! Why is it always so hard to find one's pants in a hurry? All right. They're going to be right where they're supposed to be. Give yourself a minute to breathe, Edwin. Oh, hello.
Hello there. You're up late.
I had a nightmare about my tardigrades.
All right. I'm just here using your computers. I've been upgrading my own system and things have gotten a little bit complicated. I'm definitely not pranking your lab partners if that's what you're asking.
I wasn't. You'll excuse me, but I need to... Not here. Not there. Only the control group. They're really not here.
What are you going on about? You're losing control, man. You're acting like an absolute Ashwini.
Don't you see, fool? They're not in there.
Oh. Hi. People are up. I'm real sorry.
Are they?
No. I filled up when I brought them back in. They're starting to perk up again.
That is what they do. Anhydrobiosis.
But I messed up your experiment, didn't I? God, I'm so mad at myself. I'm like one of those internet birds.
What in the entirety of the universe are you talking about?
It's okay. Really, it's not as if I were getting anywhere as it is.
I do hope it's all gonna be okay.
Well, I do have to take down the measurements, record the data, even if...
Of course you should. For science and all.
Yes, for science. We'll just leave you to it. I'll have a stern, serious talk with...
All right, then. Recording lab notes. Subject T1. Let's just get you under the microscope.
Dr. Just, this is the...
I'm sure I canceled all alarms quite a while ago.
This is the mandatory 9 o'clock alarm. Moonbase regulations
state that... I'm up. I'm getting up.
Oh, Edwin. Welcome to the land of the living. Nothing but raw proteins left, I'm afraid.
And it's a beautiful March morning, you loons and lunatics. I don't know about you, but I see the temperature outside, a balmy 220 degrees below zero, and I just want to get out on the ice. Anyone else bring their skates?
Morning, Dr. Just, Edwin, Doctor.
Jules.
You're in a bit late.
I'm sure you're the only one who's noticed. Did you have something to announce? Some new breakthrough in the tensile strength of your bristles?
Well, yes and no. A new breakthrough for certain, but not with my experiment. With yours.
I'd leave the jokes to Dr. Day. You're not very good at them.
Really? I was looking over the results of the most recent genetic testing. It's the first I've really had a chance since the accidental overexposure. And I found something interesting.
Most of that test group are dead. Only a handful survived the next molting. Are you running tests on dead tardigrades? Because if so, you might beat even myself for sheer uselessness.
No. Well, yes, a few. But only to confirm my initial findings. You know that ionizing radiation can have a wide range of effects on protein markers, sometimes breaking the DNA, but sometimes turning certain effects on and off like a light switch.
Yes, Jules, I'm not one of your students. I understand epigenetics.
I'm sorry, I'm just a bit excited. Upon examination of the markers on your previously desiccated friends, I found that the affected genes were the ones that control... Come now, take a guess.
I don't know where you're going with this.
Really, Edwin? Growth factors.
Are you saying that...
You really ought to send a thank you card to that Wilder. She may have been the catalyst in turning your research around.
But I kept the measurements up religiously. There was no change in the affected subjects.
Now who's talking like a student? Epigenetics, old man. Epigenetics.
The next generation. Have you already done the measurements?
I took the liberty. Edwin, you won't believe your own eyes. And I do mean as in your naked eyes. Length is up an average, mind you, of 67%. Weight, well over 92%.
In one generation? How is that even possible? It's not even...
You're singing the chorus of every great discovery, my friend. Your water bears could grow to the size of beetles, of tree frogs. In another few rounds, who knows, you may be begging space in my enclosures.
I don't even know what to say. This is inexpressible.
Well, you've got time to find some words. I'm off to round up the others. I'll see if I can find that Nessa Chong as well, and Wilder. We have to have Wilder. I may even invite Dr. Day.
Personal message, Dr. Kishap, Moonbase Gamma. Begin recording. Andy, oh my dear Andy, you won't believe what I have to tell you. Though perhaps I should simply attach test results. I think we may have our eureka moment. Okay, I hope you've got something to toast with over there. I believe there's a party starting soon, and you're invited, at least in spirit. Also, before I forget, I checked with management here, and they said there's no way at all that any of the bases are shutting down. Do you know how much the consortium has invested in us? We're going to have jobs for a long, long while. Okay, anyway, back to the important subject, me. Okay, I know you'll want details. Well?
Thank you for listening to our special episode, Dr. Just. Moonbase Theta Out is written and produced by DJ Silvis. This episode featured David S. Deer, Hazel Stapp, Alyssa Park, Lehman Kessler, Dallas Wheatley, Tina Daniels, Sarah Ray Werner, Jen Ponton, Tozaman, Mel Hartman, Cass McPhee, and Mandy Hall, who also provided editing assistance. Super extra special thanks to Jen Greenwich, who listened to all my silly ramblings about tardigrades and provided sound scientific advice, which I mostly ignored in favor of making shit up. The theme music is the track Star by the band Ramp, and this episode also featured their tracks Blush, Rising Falling, and Water Sail. Additional music during the dream sequence came from the track Sloth by Sounds Like an Earful Music Supply. You can find more about the show on our website, monkeymanproductions.com. You can also follow us on Facebook or Twitter. And we really appreciate your Patreon support to help pay these amazing actors. Links to all of those can be found on our site. Thanks so much for listening. You all deserve tardigrades of your very own.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Night has fallen. The moon is full.
and we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris, can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. Canada by Night, its interview with the vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.